question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Robert, Mary, now back with you for the next installment of our Chief Travel Leader Series. Thanks for being part of our World Travel Get-Together. Well, we're all seeing the upside-down world that we're living through, having a profound impact on the travel world. And in a minute, we're going to be checking in with Scott Salambrino, COO of the Global Business Travel Association, for an update. But first, a quick word about our sponsor, Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
Preferred Hotels and Resorts believes in travel. Whether you're making decisions to travel close to home or somewhere important, wherever it takes you in the future, Preferred Hotels and Resorts has a property for you. They offer around 750 unique locations in over 85 countries around the world.
With their five distinctive brands, whether your future travels involve beaches and islands, family travel, spa retreats, wedding or other celebrations, adventure, food and wine, business, whatever it's going to be, find your next luxury hotel and resort to go experience at preferredhotels.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
With their nearly 10,000 members, the Global Business Travel Association is the world's largest business travel organization. 2020 started strong across almost all sectors of the travel world, but that all changed in a major way a week ago or so here in this country. To get an accurate read on the fluid situation as it stands right now, let's head to the show hotline and welcome back Scott Salambrino for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Scott, thanks for checking in with Mary and me. It's certainly a different world than when you were on with us back in December.
It certainly has changed, and it's changed so quickly, it's stunning to people.
To all of us, I think, exactly how quickly it changed. So listen, we're not going to sugarcoat things, nor will we join the media frenzy or the misinformation caravan that's out there. Give it to us straight. What are you hearing from the various sectors of the travel world, you know, and how they're doing and working to provide services when and where they still can?
So we've been doing a running 10-day survey. Every 10 days, we do a survey on the state of global travel. And 10 days ago, the last survey went out 2 days ago. It comes out on Monday morning. The numbers were really deteriorating. Certainly Asia was shut off. 95% of all corporate people had said they were not allowing anybody to go to China for sure. And then around 72% said they could not go anywhere in Asia, including Tokyo, Manila, the whole nine yards. And then we saw this huge spike in European travel stopping, where people were not allowed to go to Europe. Now what we expect to see on Monday's survey is the complete shutdown. As you're seeing, every state seems to be shutting down. And we think that travel is in the lowest state that it's ever been in history. Now, that being said, we're hopeful as we talk to people because we're working very diligently on the workout program in Washington. We're working on behalf of the four pillars of the travel sector: airlines, travel management companies, hotel, and ground transportation. Because without those four, you can't really have an economy or an airline sector to move people around when the recovery comes.
Right.
Because we believe there'll be a recovery at some point. I'm not a scientist, but at some point there'll be a recovery as there was in China and as there is in South Korea slowly coming along.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to make sure that the critical infrastructure parts of travel get funded by government to help them to restart this economy because, as you know, one in seven jobs are related to travel, tourism, or hospitality in the world. So we're a huge employer with a lot of people that we have to get back to work.
So, Scott, let's touch on this a little bit. And as you just said, we really can't make predictions. None of us are scientists here. We really don't know how this is going to play out over the next few weeks. But you had a successful career in the chauffeured limo business, running a major company for years. My point in telling our listeners that is you've endured downward times and rebounds in the past. So I guess to continue on this a little bit, thoughts on the ability of the industry to bounce back as a whole once we're beyond this? And are there any specific areas in the industry, whether it's one of those four pillars or something else, that you're most concerned about?
Well, I mean, I think that Arne Aronson summed it up when he offered up a bunch of his brands to be used as hospital outlets for the U.S. government. I think everybody is pitching in. The General Motors, Mary Barra, offered her a plant to help produce products like ventilators that they might need.
Right.
I think
that
Americans have a very different view of disaster. I think they come together and they will all work together to try to get us all back to normalcy as soon as we can. So I'm optimistic that the industry, I worry most about airlines, because the airlines have always been a difficult industry to make money in. In the last couple of years, they've done really well. This is going to set them back a bit. But I do think that if the government does the right things with loan guarantees and with direct money into those airlines, that they will be able to start up again as soon as there's an all clear from the scientists and the doctors. And I think that's critical because we all know how important travel is. So I'm most worried about the airlines. The hotels and the real estate people, I think, will get through this. They're going to have a lot of pain with a lot of layoffs, But hopefully, what the government's doing with SBA loans and excess unemployment benefits, that will help take some of that edge off some of those employees in those sectors. The ground transportation people have a real problem because no one's going anywhere, so there's no ground. And every major bus operator, which you have to think about, every bus operator, they were down 90% as of yesterday. 90%. That's a problem because you need mass transportation to move people eventually to hold a meeting or to have people going and shuttling to work, et cetera. So ground is going to be crucial. And then the plumbing of travel is the agencies. It's the travel agents that do 450 million transactions a year that have to be up and running in order to get all these things to kind of work together. You need the plumbing to work to make the system work. I'm still most concerned about aviation because I'm hoping that government will recognize the importance of the U.S. aviation system and that they will do some extraordinary things financially to backstop them. They have to be flying in order for hotel ground.
Well, they are all so entwined in the way. There's no question. You know, so something I want to get your opinion on. You know, I recall, Mariano mentioned about your background, but I certainly recall, I think most of us that are listening right now do, how the country rallied after 9/11. We came together all as Americans. I think it's healthy right now what we're seeing in the nation. When we see California's governor, Gavin Newsom, or New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo, expressing support and confidence in the president, the vice president, the administration officials, and the way that they all seem to be working together for the betterment of the country. You know, I'm sure some of the partisanship that we've seen is going to come back. So we're, you know, but right now, I find it encouraging and important. And I'd like to know if you agree that it's good for all of us to be working together as Americans first, so that we get beyond this period and then we can get to that recovery as quickly as possible.
I mean, I think the leaders have really come together. I mean, who would want to be president in the middle of the worst thing that's ever happened, probably in the history of the United States since World War II? I mean, it is a complex problem. The problem with this issue is it's come on so fast.
Right.
There wasn't a lot of time to plan or debate or think about it. It just happened. And so every day when they do their press conference, I am heartened to see the doctors, see the scientists, see the president, see the vice president, see all the people talking about how they are cooperating and working together and how they're trying to find the best pathway to move forward. I know for a fact from our own lobbying people and our PR people in Washington that there's not a lot of debate really going on. They're all trying to get to consensus as quickly as they can to help the American people. And I think if those checks go out on April 6th that they keep talking about to every worker who makes under $75,000 a year, that's an immediate backstop for those people to buy groceries for their families and to know that unemployment's coming and they will be okay. I think that American businesses are really smart people. They all know that if we beat this disease, then everything will eventually get back to normal and we can pay off the bills later. But now is the time for government to spend as much as they can to give people confidence that the economy is going to survive this. And I think that's what the government is doing. I think it's great that the states are shutting down. I think they probably should have done it a week ago. Every state is now shutting down.
Well, I think part of that is occurring because you see people on beaches or people weren't adhering the advice, so they have to take this next step.
It was outrageous. I think every American who watched that on TV every night was like, how is that happening here? So I think people have learned that lesson. And I also hope that people are listening to the scientists. Do what they tell you to do. And if we beat this, I think the economy is going to come back even stronger. Now, is travel going to take a hit? It certainly is. It's going to be very difficult for travel. But travel is the most resilient. On 9/11, everything stopped for a day, and then it took 2 years to recover. This is the reverse of 9/11. This started out in January as a slow bleed that started in China, and it's been going on ever since.
Right.
So this is much more complicated because it's going in the reverse of what happened at 9/11. And I think that the travel people is going to adapt to that, because they're going to want to get back to a sense of normalcy. And so many people are depending on travel for their employment. You're into tens of millions of people. I mean,
Well, there's almost 150 countries at this point that are impacted. So we're talking, you know, not just in the U.S. or in some of the other areas. It's the world. I mean, this is a world issue, clearly, hence the pandemic.
I mean, I have a European call every day at 5 a.m. East Coast time, and Europe is an absolute meltdown. I mean, Europe, I think, is at a disadvantage because there's 27 countries in the EU. They all have to agree on the same thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's complex over there because of the system. And certainly the healthcare system is failing in Europe. It's not a good scenario for them.
Well, Scott, we're going to have to leave that there with you. We absolutely appreciate the check-in. Listen, our show platform is available to you and to the folks at GBTA anytime. Stay in touch with us. Stay safe. We're going to talk again real soon, okay?
Same to you. Thank you very much and best wishes.
You as well. Thanks for your time, Scott.
All right, there goes Scott. Clearly he's giving us an accurate portrayal of what's going on, and we'll be sure to have him back on, folks, in the coming weeks to keep all of us updated on things. And I know we're going to be getting more of their data. We'll be sharing that with you as well. You can find out more also at gbta.org. Right now it is time for us to pause for a quick break. Be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. We'll be able to stay in touch with you that way. There's a lot more of the program to come today, including our check-in with some of our affiliates around the country this hour and next. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.